Love Sport Radio. On digital radio, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is the Burnley Fans Show.
Are listening to the Burnley Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, for the next 30 minutes. Well, it's the Burnley takeover, isn't it? I can't wait for this one. What is going on with your side at the minute? The Clarets are not cutting the mustard in the Premier League. They have four defeats on the spin. How has this happened? A team that was established in the Premier League. They still are, of course, Sean Dyche's men. It just is not working. Why is that? Well, guess what? This is the time for you to have your say and tell us why. On the Burnley Show Takeover, you tweet us at Love Sport Radio. You call us 0208 70 20 558. It's that simple. You can WhatsApp on that same number and maybe have your say as to the reason why it's not currently working out. It was Chelsea on the weekend and Burnley, it didn't go well in the capital, losing 3-0. They need to halt this worrying slide. How will they do it? Because they need to do it sooner rather than later. Maybe one of the reasons why is because they can't get points against the top half teams. And now it is Leicester on the weekend. Obviously, they lost to Saints, but it will be a tricky tie because we know the year they are having at the minute. So the problem is they need to get points. But when will they do it? When will they get those points? And this is the problem. Sean Dyche, can he take them to the next level? I'm going to bring in now my producer at Love Sport because he is all over. He's our Premier League correspondent. It is Max Matthews. There is trouble at the minute, Max, at Turf Moor for Burnley. But the problem is the demise, the deform. Where has it come from? A lot of sides saying that we always see one team who get dragged into this fight. A Burnley, this team?
I think they could be. They really could be. I've seen a lot of issues with the team, and previously they've been so defensively strong. But it seems like they've been a bit up and down recently, and they could get dragged into it, especially given Watford and potentially Norwich are improving at a rate where they could avoid relegation.
Yeah, they need to avoid relegation, obviously. It's going to be a tricky second half of the show. Max, when we're talking about Burnley, obviously, at the minute, the 3 points above relegation, worrying form, four losses on the spin. Fans, you know, we know in a league where you're going to have spells like this, but they start to then go, well, when is that win coming from? And looking at the fixtures, excuse me, when is that next positive result coming from? When is the light of the end of the tunnel?
You can't really see it at the moment. And, you know, Ashley Barnes hasn't been quite the same player. Chris Wood has always been a bit of an average Premier League striker in my book. So you can't see where the goals are coming from. And when they're conceding goals like they have been, even with, you know, a typically strong defence, you know, the likes of Nick Pope, who's been in the England squad, Tarkowski, who should be in the England squad, Ben Mee, who Burnley fans I know have thought should be in the England squad as well. When you've got such a strong spine on paper that are conceding goals and the men up top aren't doing it either, it's a real problem.
Yeah, it is a real problem at the minute. It's surprising that considering all of Burnley's 7 wins at the minute, they've come against the teams, like I said, that are currently in that bottom half of the table. So is there a lack in class? Is there a lack in ability? Why can't they, you know, perform and keep the level of their performances against the supposedly bigger sides?
That is a tricky one to answer. I mean, always I've looked at Burnley and I've thought that there's a ceiling there. There's a limit with how far they can go and how long it's going to last. And I don't think they'll ever be above a 14th place team. Maybe that sounds harsh, but Sean Dyche, I rate as a manager, and you know he consistently punches above his weight, and they don't really spend a lot of money. But when you do that, and when you have a manager who's kind of limited in his thinking and his ambition, I can't ever see them getting any better. And after kind of 3 or 4 years of stagnation and not really getting better and improving and evolving their style of play, I think they're going to go down. And Wigan, You saw that with Wigan. They spent 3 years, 4 years kind of just about avoiding relegation, and then finally the drop came. And I think Palace, for example, my team, are trying to evolve. They're trying to play a bit more expansively using players like Zaha and Maya, and they're trying to move to a kind of mid-table team. And without that ambition, I think you are going to go down eventually.
Yeah, it's tricky because obviously last week on the Burnley Fan Show, you know, they're really honest and they know where they're at with their team at the minute. And you know, there isn't this clamouring for, we want, you know, a different style of football. We want to go to the next level. The grass isn't always greener. But it's very hard because we've seen those sides that, you know, were established in the Premier League, you know, Stoke, for example. And then you go down because you're trying to take that next step. And it's not always possible, is it, to keep climbing that ladder, you know, the next run on the ladder. It doesn't always quite work out, does it?
No, you're exactly right. And although they have spent a little bit of money on players, you know, like Jay Rodriguez spent 15 million on Ben Gibson, who hasn't had a look in at all. But really, if you're not improving, you know, if you're not buying players who improve your team every transfer window, not just every year, every transfer and every 6 months, you're going backwards. If you're standing still, you're going backwards. And the likes of Palace and Southampton and teams around that kind of level are trying to improve their team every window. You can see that, although Palace haven't managed to get many through the door recently. But with Burnley, I can't see them getting any better. You know, Rodriguez, they signed him, isn't in their team. Mate Vidra, they signed a year ago, isn't in their team, isn't improving their team. Ben Gibson hasn't had a look in. And you're still seeing the likes of Phil Bardsley kind of getting a regular start. Eric Peters, who were maybe at their peak 3 or 4 years ago in the Premier League. And I don't think these are the kind of players that you need if you're going to become a sustainable Premier League club.
Yeah, it's really tricky. I know that clubs don't want to panic buy and be rushed into a decision. And then the worst thing is when a club's left with players, you know, unwanted on their books, and it's hard to trim the dead wood and get rid of the fat at your club, and players on very high wages because you was in a rush to sign them. Then it blocks you from signing players at future windows. But you mentioned it there, clubs potentially like Southampton, whoever knows, even though they've had a spring, Southampton, of late, but the clubs in and around them may spend, Burnley may not, and this is maybe where a concern is, because if they don't add to it, have they got enough to see them out? And all Burnley fans say, think that we do have enough and there is enough to get them out, but at the minute the league table doesn't lie, so do they, Max?
Yeah, you're right. The league table doesn't lie. And to be fair, the league is quite congested. So, you know, they're only 5 points off, you know, the top half, Palace in ninth, for example. But equally, they're only 4 points off 19th. And that's the more damning statistic, I think, because they have a couple of kind of promising young players in the likes of Dwight McNeil, people like this, but he only really got in the team because of a whole spate of injuries, and they kind of threw him in and he thrived, like Wan-Bissaka at Palace last year. And their average age in their team is pretty poor. And even if they manage to stay up this year, we could talk about in 2 years that the whole of that team is, you know, 29, 30, 31, 32, coming towards the end, and there's a natural decline anyway. I have the same issue with my own team, because Palace have got a lot of players at their peak now, maybe coming towards the end of their peak. And it might come to a point where in 2 years, if there isn't a major overhaul in the way that Palace or the likes of Burnley do their business, and getting in younger players, players with potential, players who can grow, who you can sell on maybe in future if they're not a success. If there isn't a major overhaul in how they do business, they could be in trouble.
Yeah, the problem is, because obviously it was only 2 seasons ago, Burnley qualified for the Europa League. Then afterwards they had that sort of hangover from that, playing their football very early, sort of second season syndrome from, you know, not being able to sustain that top form. Didn't really invest then. Now, not invested now, you know, is it a team that are closer to that, or have they not added to it? Because it's tough. We've seen it even with the likes of Spurs in the Premier League. You don't add to a team, you always have to be trying to improve, and you can go stale quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And they did really well a few seasons ago, you're right, to get into European competition. If I remember rightly, they didn't even do badly in Europe. I think they did all right. But if I look at the team from 2 or 3 years ago, it is not significantly better. It's not even much better at all than the team that they had 2 or 3 years ago. And if every other team in the league is getting better every 6 months, every January, every winter, every summer window, then you are going to get left behind. And look, Burnley might win their next three games and be 10th place, comfortably clear of relegation, because that's how the Premier League is. It's close and people can go on winning runs like Watford or losing runs like Bournemouth, and your fortunes can turn really quickly. But I think there's a kind of general downward trend of complacency at Burnley, not from the manager. I think Sean Dyche is a good manager. He's got his head switched on. But I think the way that they do their business, not quite sustainable.
Yeah, the worry is, Max, and we are keeping it Burnley on the Burnley Fan Show, and we want to hear from you tonight. Have your Burnley say, why is that? Is there problems going on at behind the scenes? Has it been recruitment? It's a really interesting one. Are they not adding enough to it? But, Max, on Burnley, and you mentioned it's so interesting, Saints are 8 points off the top five and 8 points off the relegation, you know, in what is such a weird year. Everyone's a lot closer, but has the quality in the Premier League, bar, you know, your Liverpool and your City, has it got worse? Is this maybe one of the weaker Premier seasons in recent history?
Maybe you're right. And as much as I've just been talking about people's teams and squads getting stronger kind of generally on an upward trend, I think this year has been not brilliant for the Premier League. And some of the teams like Watford and Villa and Bournemouth can maybe count themselves lucky that they're playing in a Premier League this year where there are six or seven teams who aren't great and who could well go down. Whereas, for example, when Palace went up in 2004, it was really strong Premier League season. They went down on quite a high number of points. Blackpool did that as well. And this season hasn't been fantastic in the sense that there are seven or eight teams who are pretty poor, pretty mediocre.
Yeah, pretty poor and pretty mediocre. Well, this is the Burnley Fan Show. We will be talking to Chris Bowden next, all about the Burnley side and how they're getting on. A really interesting one at the minute. And I want to get Chris's take on it all. But we are talking on the Burnley Fan Show, and we want to hear from you. Tweet us at Lovesport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558.
This is Love Sport. The Burnley Fan Show on Love Sport with ImpactSports.uk, the latest power brand for CBD. This is Love Sport.
You are listening to the Burnley Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. This is the Burnley Takeover. And guess what? It's all for you. You can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm delighted to say now I'm once again joined by the brilliant Chris Bowden from the Burnley Express. Chris, I got to speak to you last week. I was watching Burnley on the weekend, praying for a result down in the capital. It wasn't meant to be against Chelsea. What is going on? What did you make of the game, firstly?
Well, I mean, over the piece, they're comprehensively beaten, but you just never know if the sort of margins, you know, if Jeff Hendricks' goal had been allowed to go, and I'm still not convinced Ben Mee's offside. So it's, you know, the penalty's a penalty, you know, in modern day football. But I think we all see that Willian shapes his the bottom half of his right leg into the challenge rather than Matt Loughton bringing him down, and then you've. You know, a soft second goal, and you know, the third goal kills it. But they're just not quite themselves at the moment. Really struggling for confidence, struggling for creativity, and yeah, you look at the fixture list and you wonder where the next point's coming from at the moment.
Yeah, this is the problem, because obviously you've got some tough fixtures that you know, obviously they've played Man United, they're going to play Man United, they just played Chelsea, Leicester on the weekend as well. Really difficult fixtures, and worrying the stat line out of that, Chris, is that Burnley haven't won against a top half team this season. All of their wins against teams who are in that bottom half of the season. Why is that? What's been the difference there? They just haven't found that next gear available to them.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a tale of the table, really. I mean, I couldn't tell you everyone's stats, but I mean, I saw yesterday that Aston Villa have only taken a point from the current top 10 as well. So, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, Burnley have had seasons where they've done well against the big six, the big hitters, and it doesn't matter where you get your 40 points or so from, as long as you get them. And if they can pick up another four or five wins from somewhere. And you know they've got to play Watford at home and Bournemouth at home and Norwich away and so on and so forth. They've got games there where you think, yeah, you've every chance of picking up points. So you know they usually come up with something from somewhere at some stage and surprise someone. So you never know; it might be a Man United or a, you know, they're unbeaten at Old Trafford in the last three visits. So you know, that might continue, but it's not based on anything in terms of the current form.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it, Chris? Because obviously this would be the typical, you know, Premier League team, wouldn't it, and form and run, because, you know, struggling against teams in the top half, can't buy a win at the minute, four defeats on the spin, and then Burnley go and beat Leicester. They go and get a result at United, and no one would really blink an eye. It's the way that this Premier League season has gone. Everyone is so close near, but can we genuinely, and are the Burnley fans genuinely believing this is going to happen? You know, because what will spark the side? Where is that light coming from at the end of the tunnel at the minute?
Good question, but it's got to come from somewhere. They're just lacking that. I mean, the manager likes to talk about them playing with an edge, you know, just having that eye of the tiger, and we've not seen it often enough. But when they get on the front foot and you know, are in the opposition's face, is playing sort of high tempo stuff, you know, mixed football over the top, round the sides, through, you know, through the thirds, whichever way they have to do it. If it's just set pieces, you know, but they're not looking a goal threat right now, and they're albeit they had chances at Chelsea on Saturday, and you know, they're giving silly goals away at present. But yeah, you know, say it can be just a flick of a switch. Sometimes it might just you know, might just turn up on Saturday. And you know, there was times last season, you know, you're looking at the halfway stage when they had 12 points from 19 games, and all of a sudden, you know, they went on an eight game unbeaten run. And it's you know, might be a change of personnel, yeah, who knows, might be a lucky break, you know, but just desperate for a spark from somewhere.
Yeah, could we potentially see that spark coming from any signings this month? It's interesting. We were speaking to our Premier League correspondent and looking, and, you know, teams in and around him at the minute, you know, Southampton have had that lift, and a couple of teams, maybe not necessarily, you know, buying for because they need it, but they get this panic buy. Teams desperate to stay into the Premier League. I know that won't change Burnley's finances, and we've already spoke about this last week, but if this does continue and then four losses becomes five or six, could we see maybe their hand forced a little bit?
I genuinely don't think, you know, it just doesn't matter how the team are performing throughout the month. I mean, there is a pot of money there, but, you know, the manager doesn't seem too confident that they can bring in, you know, anyone he feels is good enough, you know, to immediately affect the team for the sort of money that is available. So, you know, it might be someone that they bring in, you know, that's maybe one for the future, perhaps. But in terms of, like, going out and, I mean, sort of 3 years ago, they went out and brought Robbie Brady in for a club record, you know, $13 million, and signed Ashley Westwood for $5 million the same day. I mean, that, I think that those sort of days are, you know, look a long way away at the moment. But if, you know, if something falls into place, if someone becomes available, the money's there, but you know, the manager doesn't sound too confident at the moment.
Yeah, and is that causing any concern amongst the Burnley fans? Because obviously, I know that they're going into this season and this window knowing that there wasn't much expectation of players being acquired. But then, when you do go on a run, they probably didn't expect themselves to be down here also. And I know there's the light of looking at what Southampton have done and just seeing how they sprung out of it, and it can happen and it can all change in the blink of an eye. But is there some murmurings that there is a little bit of panic setting in?
I wouldn't say panic quite yet, but there is like a growing sort of body of Burnley fans. I would say, you know, if I was to put a figure on it right now, I'd probably say, you know, at least 80% Burnley fans are still backing the manager. But it's for there to be perhaps 20% not is a cause for concern, because pretty much, you know, Sean Dyche has been fireproof in his time at Burnley, and everyone's been behind him. But it's... Yeah, I mean, Burnley fans are, you know, they look at the club, it's a really prudently well-run club, but, you know, struggle to sort of expand their horizons beyond sort of championship, you know, championship players, Premier League cast-offs maybe, and it's getting into those markets where there are bargains potentially to be had, you know, the Dutch leagues and Belgian leagues and so on and so forth, and having that knowledge. But, I think Burnley fans are... You know, since time began, I've been disappointed in how the recruitment situation's going. But you know, the manager's pulled rabbits from hats, you know, every now and again. And yeah, so you never know. You never know. Until we get told to stand down on the 31st, you never know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dramatic question, obviously, Chris, but, you know, it's not just a silly season in the January transfer window. I think we all get to this point in the season. Who's bottom at Christmas? Who's down there? And we know it's up and down. And we start to look towards those fixtures. Only 16 games left now. We're hearing from Villa fans saying that, you know, their thing is a 16-game season. They just need to be higher up in that league. But do you think at all that Burnley, there is a chance that they may go down?
Well, there's always a chance. It's the Premier League. You know, even when they finished seventh, they went 11 games without a win and still managed to stay seventh, incredibly. It was just a bizarre quirk of fate, that. But, of course, there's a chance. You know, you could go on an extended run. And you know, the Premier League's, every point is precious. Every win is absolutely colossal for the teams outside the big hitters. So, by all means. But I still believe Burnley will do enough by hook or by crook to get the points that they need to survive.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Where do you predict, if you can see, Chris, almost, where are them points going to come from? I know it never really quite falls that way. You know, you pick up points where you wasn't expecting it. But Burnley now, the fans themselves, and you included, will be looking at little blocks in those runs. We're going, this is where we need to get six, this is where we need to get seven, etc.
I don't see, you know, I'm looking at the home games. You know, have Burnley been, you know, say, not against the elite sides as such, but I don't see any reason why they couldn't pick up at least a point on Saturday against Leicester. I mean, to all intents and purposes, they got a draw at Leicester, but for an absolutely crazy VAR decision to rule out a Chris Wood equaliser for, well, he hasn't even tripped Johnny Evans. He's just celebrated his goal and Johnny Evans has gone to ground. It's like in the crossing over of the legs sort of thing. But, you know, Arsenal at home, again, you know, Aubameyang will be back for that game, which is cruel luck for Burnley after his suspension. But, again, I don't see any reason why, you know, Arsenal away from home are fallible. So why not, you know? And then I've mentioned Bournemouth at home, you know, Watford at home within that. They've
massive
got to play Norwich, they've got to play West Ham away. You know, where they won a couple of years ago when they were flying. So it's been done. So you just never know. You never know. They could go to Old Trafford and stun everyone. I say they've picked up three draws in the last three visits to Old Trafford, and they've led 2-0. On the last two occasions.
Yeah, and also, United aren't lifting up any trees this year. You know, they've improved a little bit of late over the last few games, but they've had some bad results. They're not the side that they once were, so wouldn't surprise me if Burnley went up there and got a result. It is Leicester, though, on the weekend. You know, Saints beat them on the weekend, maybe showing a blueprint. Leicester, maybe, who knows, they could be facing a little blip of their own. You know, Burnley will take confidence from that. Where will this game be won and lost for you, Chris?
It's the same old things, isn't it? If Burnley play at their full capacity and Leicester play at their full capacity, then you would expect with Leicester's quality that they'll prevail. But, you know, you never know. I mean, I think Southampton caught Leicester after they'd had the midweek game as well against Villa. They'd had a taxing run of games. And I think he rested Tielemans, and I believe Chilwell's having a bit of a sticky patch as well at the moment. But it's Southampton went there with that bizarre sort of, if you've lost the home game 9-0 to anyone, that's a massive point to prove. They would have been ultra motivated. So I think it's a remarkable result they collected at the weekend. But it could be set pieces, it could be any which way. But Burnley, they need players fit. You know, Jay Rodriguez was ill at the weekend. Johan Berg-Gudmundsson, you know, came back for the cup tie against Peterborough and hurt himself again. You know, Robbie Brady's picked up an injury. And, Ashley Barnes has seen a specialist again today. You know, we await the outcome of that. But they need their key players fit and available. And if they are, you know, they can get results against anyone.
Yeah, well, we're all hoping for a result on a weekend, Chris. You know it's coming. What is your score prediction then for the game against Leicester?
I'm going to sit on the fence. I'm going to take a one apiece. I think it would be quite, you know, a bit of a step in the right direction.
Chris, I'll be honest, I don't normally like sitting on the fence. I like to go big or go home, go positive. But I think me, you and the Burnley fans included, I think they'll take 1-1 on a weekend, won't they?
Well, you think, I say every point's massive. If you can stay ahead of the curve in terms of like points per game in the Premier League, I mean, if you drew every game and finished with 38, in all likelihood, you'd probably stay up.
Yeah, it's a crazy one. We don't even know if that 40-point mark will be enough this year. It's a really interesting season. Chris, I really enjoy our time together and speaking about Burnley. I look forward to catching up with you next week. Chris Bowden there from the Burnley Express. They need to pick up their points. As Chris says, every single point matters, not just at this stage in the season, at any time in the season. And Burnley need to start now, four games now, without a defeat. It's going to be an interesting one. And we're going to be with you here on Love Sport Radio across it for the rest of the season. This is the place to come to get that Burnley fallout. Will they survive or will they go down?
This is Love Sport.